Money, 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 money. We all like it. We all want more of it. We all think we don't have enough of it. But the reality is that most of us have more than we think. We just don't know where to find it. You're listening to Queer Money, episode 267. And today we're sharing with you 10 ways to find more money. That's more money to live larger this summer, more money to pay off debt, more money to travel, more money to invest, so that the money that you have is working for you to make even more money. We make the Queer Money Podcast for you, so please post your money questions in the Queer Money Facebook group, and we may answer it in an upcoming episode. Now let's get started.
There's personal finance for the masses. This is not personal finance for the masses. This is Queer Money.
How does your bank support the LGBT community? Not at all? For Pride in June? Or 365 days a year? Capital One proudly supports the LGBT community throughout the year. Maybe it's time to support a bank that supports us. Go to debtfreeguys.com/cafe for more info.
Queer Money is being brought to you in part by the 5 building blocks of a happy gay life. Join the growing community of happy, healthy, and wealthy gay men who love their lives inside and out. Get your free copy of the 5 building blocks of a happy gay life at debtfreeguys.com/happy. What I think is interesting is that you acknowledge that you can't sing.
Oh, yeah, I do.
That makes me sad because I refuse to acknowledge that I can't sing.
Yeah, you do.
I know I can't sing, but I refuse to acknowledge it. And I figure I can maybe manifest my own singing skills and someday go on tour with Madonna.
Yeah, well, you're not going to manifest any money with it. And that's what we're talking about today, right? Finding more money.
Exactly. So the inspiration for this particular episode was a few weeks ago in the Credit Card Payoff Course weekly group call, folks were talking about how they were feeling some anxiety because we've all been, you know, sequestered for the last year and a half or so, and with everything opening up and people getting vaccinated, and then that tied in with the weather starting to get beautiful, people wanting to be outside. I mean, everybody just wants to be at an outside patio bar having a cocktail right now, right? And what comes with cocktails but appetizers and then dinner, and then, well, you're going to do it again next week and then the week after that. So then you need to get new clothing because you can't wear your pajamas to the bar anymore.
This sounds like David and John, 2003, 2004, 2005.
Exactly. And so the anxiety for the group was, you know, how do we satiate this desire to go out and be social and be around our friends and family while also sticking to our primary goal of paying off our credit card debt? We actually tackle this in the course. We talk about how to manage both sides of your balance sheets, both the debits and credits, your income and your expenses. So that's what we're going to share with you today. Some ways to find some extra money that many people forget is available to them, or they don't know that it's available to them, or that is quite easy. So we've actually broken these down into 5 easier ways to find extra money, and then 5 slightly harder ways to find extra money. They're all available to all of us. We will share that we're going to cover 10 here, but if you go to debtfreeguys.com/267, you'll find 19 more tips that may be worthwhile to you. So if these 10 aren't perfect for you, or you want more, you want something else, definitely go to debtfreeguys.com/267.
Yeah. And I'll add here that some of these are ones we kind of tried to look at the full socioeconomic spectrum here. There are some of these that are could potentially have a larger impact and more benefit for folks at the lower end of the economic spectrum. And then there are some that are probably going to have more benefit for folks who have higher incomes. I kind of wanted to spread it across here, but it's not that any of these, well, actually, I think some of these cannot be used by folks at the higher end of the economic income spectrum, but we've tried to get some benefit for lots of folks here.
Exactly. So tip number one, we'll go ahead and get started. The tip number one is to get free stuff. Now I sound like Bernie Sanders here, huh? With sites like Pinch Me, you can actually sign up with them, let them know the types of products that you like to use, and then they'll send you those types of products in return for you doing a review of those products. So you sign up, you tell them that you love beauty products, right? You spend a lot of money on beauty products. You're an expert at beauty products. So you sign up for Pinch Me, tell them that you like beauty products. They send you beauty products. You try them out. You do a review. Now, this isn't necessarily giving you cash, but what it is doing is it's offsetting this particular line item in your budget. so that you don't necessarily have to go out and buy more beauty products. Or maybe if you're really good at it, you don't have to ever buy beauty products again.
Right. I could see this be something beneficial for drag queens who are just getting started, right? If you are needing to go out and buy a bunch of makeup, this may be a way to get some makeup for free, to give it a try, do your review, but also offset some of your quote unquote business expenses as you're trying to get started. But also there are so many other products that are out there. It's kind of crazy when we were looking at some of the products that available before we did this podcast, I saw bikes on there, which I thought was crazy. And kids' toys worth hundreds of dollars.
Espresso machine.
Yeah. And so there's some products out there that they're going to make available to people to do reviews. And when you think about it, I mean, there are companies out there that they may want to bring a new product to market and they're just not sure whether or not it's the right kind of product. So they want some people to give them some reviews on it to see how they might be able to improve it. Or maybe there are some products out there that people just don't know about and they want you to do a review so they can get some testimonials, things like that.
And if you're one of those people who likes food, they even let you review products for food.
Who doesn't like food? I don't know.
But if you like pet food, they even have that too. Or you could just let your pet try it and then you could just do the review. You don't have to eat the pet food yourself. So if you want to learn more about Pinch Me, go to deadforguys.com/267. And we have some links there. It'll take you directly over to Pinch Me and have you learn everything you need to know about how to get free stuff. Bernie Sanders happy.
Right. Number two. Get paid for your opinion.
I have thoughts.
We all know how opinionated folks in the queer community are. We like to share our opinions on things, right? Well, there are people out there that want to pay you for your opinion. And it's not necessarily your opinion about everything, but it's your opinion about specific things. So there's lots of different survey sites out there that you can get paid for to basically fill out surveys. And again, similar to Pinch Me, you're going to tell them a little bit about yourself so that they know what kinds of surveys to send you. We like Survey Junkie partly because when you take these surveys, you eventually get to some point where you can get cash paid to you. A lot of these other survey sites are ones where you save up a certain number of points and then you can redeem them for gift cards. Either way, you're actually being able to get some money or a form of money that allows you to offset some of your expenses. Now, you're not going to get rich on this. This is something you'll probably be able to earn maybe $5, $10, $20 extra a month, but that does help offset some of your expenses. It all adds up. $10 or $20 a month, that's $120, $240 a year. That's enough money for maybe your Christmas shopping season, something like that. The other thing that we really like about this is it's really simple, sometimes mindless, whether you're watching TV, you're commuting on the bus or the train or across country, using your phone is an easy way to take these kinds of surveys. The low barrier to entry, you don't have to pay for anything. So this is a nice way for folks at the lower end of the income spectrum to earn an extra few bucks a month.
So maybe take a little break from Twitter. Stop providing your opinions there. Go to Survey Junkie, provide your opinions there, and earn some money. Definitely. Tip number three, you've heard us say this time and time again, but one of the best ways for most Americans to save the most money the quickest is to get control of their grocery spending. We knew that from personal experience. We've experienced this with several people that we've walked through the credit card payoff course with. Every time we get to the budgeting section and we specifically talk about the grocery line item, it is more often than not, it's eye-opening. Yeah. So we've got three sub-tips here to maximize your grocery shopping. The first is to grocery shop on optimal days. Most every grocery store has some sort of a day of the week where they do perks, right? So you can either get double coupons off. We go to Sprouts, and Wednesdays is the day that they have both the previous week's sales available as well as the next week's sales. So there's just that much more available for us to buy that's on sale, and it helps us control our expenses when we go grocery shopping. Another sub tip is to use tech tools that are available to you. One of our favorites is the Honey extension that you can download to your browser when you're shopping online, such as with Instacart or Amazon Prime for your groceries, or any kind of purchasing online for that matter. Basically, Honey will comb the internet for you to find any sort of discounts that may be available to your purchase and offset some of your expenses. There's also the Ibotta app that we've talked about before. Ibotta provides you a couple of ways, actually. You can either get a digital coupon to use when you're making your at your point of purchase, or when you get home, you'll use your receipt, you'll scan the QRP code, and it'll provide you any applicable discounts there. There is a potential fee with using Ibotta, or I guess for that matter, not using Ibotta. Ibotta will charge $3.99 for any month that you haven't redeemed an offer within the previous 180 consecutive days. Now, they're not going to charge you. They're not going to bill you for this $3.99. It'll be reduced from any of the money that you've acquired or points that you've acquired by using Ibotta. You want to make sure that you're using the Ibotta app for at least 2 to 4 times a year. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay some sort of an expense. You can get more information on that, of course, at debtfreeguys.com/267. And then finally, the third sub tip here is to don't go grocery shopping more than once a week. We find that the more often we go to the grocery store net, the more money we expend on groceries. So try to get really militant with your menu and your budget and your shopping list. Only go once a week maximum. That way you'll reduce your expenses in the long run.
Number four here, pay off your student loans faster. And that sounds like a dream for a lot of folks, right?
It does. Yeah. But it's possible.
Yes, it is possible. And there's actually several ways that you can benefit from this. So first of all, think about how you can lower your interest rates, especially if you have private loans. Doing a refi of some sort through a company like SoFi, or there's several companies out there right now that are helping folks do refinancing of their student loans, which lowers their interest rate, which helps you lower your monthly payment, which is a way for you to have a benefit right now. But the other nice thing is if you do this either by lowering your interest rates or putting more money towards your student loans, you're going to basically be saving money on the back end. And that basically means, think about this, of being able to pay off your student loans 6 months, a year, 2 years faster than what you normally would. The relief may come then when you don't have the student loan payment anymore because you decided to pay it off faster. So there's the immediate relief of possibly reducing your student loan payments. There's also the later relief of dropping the time frame that you're going to be paying. And one of the ways that you can do this is trying to tap into what we talked about on Queer Money Podcast episode 262 from a few weeks ago, and that's the Employer Participation in Repayment Act. This is a tax code allowance that allows your employer to use money they would normally put towards tuition reimbursement for classes you're taking right now. They can use that money towards paying down your student loans. We talked about this extensively on episode 262, so go listen to that. We provide you with some information about how you can check to see if your employer is doing this, a list of some employers that are doing it, and a way to encourage your employer to do it.
Tip number five is to increase your allowances on your W-4. Basically, what you can do is go to your employer, get a blank W-4 because you want to update it, and then you can increase your allowances. This will give you a slightly, and in some cases, a considerably larger paycheck from pay period to pay period. Keep in mind, though, it might actually also increase the taxes that you actually have to that you're due at the end of the year. So you want to make sure that you're being cognizant of that. But if you're accustomed to getting a large tax return, this may be a great opportunity for you. There's no point in getting a large tax return because all you're really doing is providing the government with a free loan. So if you're accustomed to getting a large tax return, this is definitely something that you're going to want to do. If you typically get a smaller tax return, again, just be cautious that if you don't manage this right, you may actually owe some money at the end of the year. One way to offset this is because you would be getting more income, take-home pay per paycheck, use some or all of that extra money that you're getting and put it into a savings account. And then you'll have that money available for yourself at the end of the year if you need it. If you end up not using it, then you can put it towards a holiday club account, a travel account, or you know, whatever you want to do to live larger or to grow your wealth more quickly. As always, we suggest opening up a savings account with Capital One. They have one of the highest rates available. And then you'll have that money available for you, earning more money for you, and then you'll have that available for you at the end of the year. Capital One supports the LGBTQ community all year round. And it's only because of Capital One that the Queer Money Podcast is made possible.
All right, we're going to move into the latter half of our tips here. The first five were a little bit easier. The second set of five are ones where you're going to put forth a little bit more effort, but there's some big potential impact to your finances on these. So really think about some creative ways to use these to your advantage. And our first one here is to sell some stuff. I mean, the reality is we live in a consumer society and most of us just have too much shit, right? I mean, John and I know this from personal experience. After we decided to sell our condo and move into our apartment, we were blown away by how much stuff that we had that we were not using. We ended up giving most of it to donation centers, to charities, or to friends. And we're like, why do we have all of this stuff? And then when we decided to downsize again and go on the road for a while, we again were surprised at how much stuff we had that we simply weren't using. So sell your stuff that you're not using. And there's a bunch of ways you can do this. You can use either consignment shops if it's a large item, or you could have a fabulous yard sale with your friends if they also have stuff that they want to sell, or you have enough stuff of your own, or you could use apps like Declutter. And the nice thing about this is there's kind of maybe possible two benefits here. We talked about how much shit Americans have, or a lot of shit people have. There are so many of us that have stuff in storage units that has been sitting there for years or decades, and we're paying on those storage units and we have never, ever used that stuff. So not only could you get the cash benefit of getting rid of the stuff that you have and getting some money from it, but you could also reduce your monthly expenses by downsizing or getting rid of a storage unit altogether. I understand there's some emotional attachment. We all have emotional attachment to certain things, but sometimes the benefits of getting rid of that stuff can help you create some new emotional attachments.
The only emotional attachment I have is with you. Okay. Number seven here might be a little bit scarier for people, but keep in mind the answer is always no unless you ask. So tip number seven is to ask for a raise. Get the courage, go into your boss, ask for a raise. Now might not seem like the optimal time to ask for a raise, but because there's a lot of jobs that are available in the market, and we're hearing about how there's a surplus of jobs in the market available, but people aren't taking them, and that's creating a whole different discussion. But the fact of the matter is there are a lot of jobs available. People aren't taking them. So employers are getting super creative with how they attract top talent. One of those creative ways is actually, get this, paying people more money.
Finally.
So you can maybe take advantage of that. So go to your employer, ask for a raise. They might give that to you. If that's not going to work out for you for whatever reason, maybe it's time to bounce. We've heard of several people who have bounced from jobs to get higher salaries, to get better titles, to get more experience. Now might be the time to do that. The world's rethinking what life needs to look like, and you don't need to stay at a crappy job getting paid a crappy wage. Time to look for brighter horizons. If you're interested in trying to stay at your current job and trying to provide find information to help support your case for why you deserve an extra raise or a bigger raise, we suggest going to debtfreeguys.com and searching for 6 tips to write your best annual performance review ever. We have that available for you. It has 6 tips to write the most glowing, positive review about yourself. And we'll get you a better raise. Now, typically, companies don't ask for performance reviews or self reviews until about September, October timeframe. So this might be something you have to sit on or work on, but definitely work on it and definitely muster the courage to ask for that raise. We think you deserve it.
All right. Point number 8, rent your extra space. Now, it goes without saying that there are lots of people in this country who have I don't know if it's a fantasy or attraction or lust for big, right? That could go in a couple different directions, but lots of folks have big houses, big apartments, lots of extra space, and you may be one of them. And that you may be able to take advantage of that extra space, rent it out. Some folks are house hacking now by renting out rooms that they have in their own house or their apartment. Some people are downsizing, moving into an apartment and renting the house that they have. All of this is a way to make some extra money. There's so many different ways that you can do it through sites like Airbnb and Zillow. If you're looking to rent shorter term, renting longer term, there's lots of other services out there that you can use to get people to use the space that you already have. And remember, think outside of the room here. Right? Do you have space in your garage? Do you have a storage unit you're only using a portion of? Figure out where the extra spaces that you have that you could actually generate some income from. If you're not using the space, make some money off of it.
There are even stories of people in San Francisco who are renting out driveway space to people to put their RV on and living in their RV. So, I mean, I don't know how conducive that is for everybody, but people are getting creative with ways to rent their space. And hey, if you've got extra parking spot in your driveway, let somebody live there in the RV. Yeah, exactly. you have a new neighbor. Tip number 9 is the saver's credit. And this is something that you might not be familiar with, but if you're already contributing to a 401k or an IRA, this might be a great tip for you. The saver's credit may avail you to up to $2,000 or to take up to $2,000 off your tax bill. So this is something that's actually especially beneficial if you contribute to one of the retirement accounts above and you're already in a lower tax bracket, such as, I think, what's the lowest tax bracket? 15%?
Yeah.
So if you're in that tax bracket and you're looking for ways to save even more money, this might be a great tip for you. Keep in mind, though, that this may take up to $2,000 off your tax bill, but in this case, the government does not provide a tax refund. So it only take off what you owe. It won't compensate you for anything in addition to that isn't offset by what you owe. As always, with anything related to tax, we're not accountants. We're not tax professionals. So we suggest that you take our tips to your accountant or tax professional and they'll provide details for you.
I'll add, this is a really good one for those of you who are kind of on the lower income, economic income spectrum, because this tax credit is only available to people, I think it's married couples who make less than, have adjusted gross income of $69,000 or $68,000. Can't remember the numbers right now. For individuals, I want to say it's like $29,000, something to that effect. But if you're at the lower end and you're contributing to an IRA or 401k, this may be one where you want to kind of combine it with that idea of, we talked about in point number 5, of kind of upping your allowances on your W-4 so you have more money coming in on a paycheck to paycheck basis, but you're worried that you are going to have to pay at the end of the year. This, because it's only available to folks at the lower income spectrum and it's only available to people who owe on their taxes, you may want to put yourself in a situation where you owe on your taxes and have some savings or put money into an IRA or 401k. This is a really big benefit for folks at the lower end that folks at the higher end cannot take advantage of.
Yep. And again, if you think that you might owe money at the end of the year for your taxes, having that Capital One savings account will help reduce that anxiety.
All right.
The last tip, David.
Our last one is the one that we talk about all the time, and that is get rid of your damn credit card debt, right? I mean, it's costing Americans billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every year in credit card interest. And that's because we have this lust to have everything right now, right?
Impatience.
So, yeah, exactly. Whether it's signing up for our credit card payoff course to get that kind of help or just following some of the tips that we provide on a regular basis, reducing your credit cards, the balance on your credit cards to zero or lowering the amount on your credit cards is going to save you money. It basically is going to mean that your credit card debt isn't going to grow faster. And when we were at our peak, we were paying $10,000 a year in interest on our credit cards, which basically when we got rid of that meant we almost had a $10,000 raise, really. And it's been, the credit card payoff course has been featured recently on CNBC with Sharon Epperson, on Squawk Box, on NBC News Now, and the News with Shepard Smith, all part of their Pride is Universal campaign, which we really like that they wanted to talk about this because this is something that has a very detrimental effect on the LGBT community. So many of us have credit card debt. I'll add here, one of the interesting things that several folks in our credit card payoff course talked about that they were doing is that they were taking advantage of the deferred student loans. So they were deferring their student loans because when they were deferred, they're not having to pay the interest on that. And it'll just pick back up when the deferment ends. During that time period, they were basically taking the money that they would normally put toward their student loans and putting it toward their credit card debt. One gentleman nearly wiped out one of the credit cards that he owed money on and has saved himself over $1,000 in interest this year alone because he decided instead of just not paying on his student loans and not paying as much on his credit cards, he shifted his student loan payment over to his credit cards. So please slash your credit card debt. That's tip number 10 in our list of 10.
So that's our 10 tips of finding extra money. If you want more information on those particular tips or you would like 19 more additional tips, go to debtfreeguys.com/267.
And now a quick word from our sponsor. Capital One's checking and savings accounts have no fees and no minimums. And with one of the best saving rates in America, you can rest easy watching your money grow with no fees to bring you down. You can open an account in about 5 minutes, which means you are only about 5 minutes away from getting your savings to grow with one of the nation's best rates.
Join our movement to build a community of happier, healthier, and wealthier gay men by getting your free copy of the 5 Building Blocks of a Happy Gay Life at debtfreeguys.com/happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Queer Money. Here's your Queer Money takeaway from this episode. Start becoming intentional with your money. Every penny matters. So when you save a penny or you find a penny, it also matters. We make the Queer Money podcast for you. So please post your money questions in the Queer Money Facebook group, and we may answer your money questions in an upcoming episode. Thank you and have a great week.